kid. That was sort of rough at that date. Well, I left from down there when I was really one of the type of child, see.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go out there and just look at this big boy, you know, and all. My mother didn't let me go but so far. Yeah, because they were kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't tell you no lies. Your name was, what you say? Your name was? Your name?
Miller.
Miller, yeah. Them men was kind of rough there. I ain't tell you no joke.
Yeah, I bet.
They were rough.
Oh, you sort of had to be, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's how I managed to be rough with. I knew what they were doing, so I tried to do something the same thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, like we left them down there in 1916, and mm-hmm. I moved uptown, see? So that's why I wouldn't know much about down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I grew up mostly between St. Jackson and Lee on St. Peter Street.
St. Peter Street.
That was, you know where... You know where the school is on Lee Street right now?
Mm-hmm.
The next street up, going west, is St. Peter Street.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a school on Lee Street. It was Armstrong, but it changed the name to the what they call middle school now, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, that's where I came. That school was the high school then, but they built a high school since then over Church Hill.
Mm-hmm.
On 9 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was on Lee Street, I see it. And I grew up right around the corner from.
Right around the corner.
That's right.
Well, what was your house like when you grew up?
What you mean? Mm-hmm. At home?
Yeah.
Well, it was very pleasant. Yeah. Of course, it had to do with mother and dad said to.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Man. You couldn't fight back at them like the children do now.
Yeah.
You had to do it or else. Yes, sir.
Oh,
and I did it. It wasn't half the help. It was no joke.
About how big was your place? Did you have was it a very big house or was it a small house? Or?
No, it was a big house. We had about 6 or 7 rooms.
No stage of ceilings were kind of tall.
Yeah, one more taller than this one is here. Then, see, this is a tall ceiling to what they are now.
Yeah. How tall is this, would you say?
Let's see, 8, 6. I'd say about 9 and 10.
Uh-huh.
No more than 10, no way.
Uh-huh.
Which is that high.
What were the different rooms you had in your house?
Well, we didn't have no furnace or nothing like that. We had coal.
Uh-huh.
Coal stove, you know, coal stove. Had a coal stove downstairs and cook, you know, they cook by coal then, see? No gas, no oil, I mean no gas and electric. Had a cook stove in the kitchen and a heater in the dining room and heater upstairs and out of it, and a bath.
What, if you had company come over, where'd you
be in the dining room or the living room. Had a living room and dining room connected, you know.
Uh-huh.
Living room like in and dining room like over there. Then they had a long hall you go down from the door to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
From the front door.
They have sometimes in old houses they have a room where like if you had old
like a hall room, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. They were called a spare room.
Okay.
So that's a hall room.
Or they sometimes had a room too where if you had things you didn't want anymore, things you didn't want to keep or anything?
Well, we had a back porch for that. We put them on the back porch. And so we had an upstairs and a downstairs back porch.
Uh-huh.
The thing we didn't want mostly inside, we put it on the back, stack it up on the back porch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, if people heated their houses with
coal and wood.
Coal and wood.
Yeah.
And where did they build the fire?
Where did it go, where?
Where did they build the fire?
In the stove.